Last week was the Shloshim of Meir's mother, Simcha Rina Bas Yehuda. We didn't give the shir, so Be'ez Hashem, tonight's shir will be Le'ilu Nishmasa. The shir should be Le'ilu Nishama for Simcha Rina Bas Yehuda. Last time we learned in the Adonai Elam, the fourth stanza, V'hu Hoya, V'hu Hoyve, V'hu Yeh, B'Sefara, Hashem was, is, and will be, Hoya Hoyve, that Hashem is, the message of that is that Hashem is infinite, Hashem is B'li Gvul. And we explained two understandings, two ways, what the message is in the beginning of Shachris, why we're saying this here. And the first was that Shachris is the time of Chesed and the Bria. Avraham Avinu tikkun tefillah Shachris. We're trying to tap in during Shachris to Hashem's Chesed. And like the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of his Pirush Terus explains that Hashem is Hoya Hoy Viviya, Hashem is B'li Gvul. Hashem is infinite, Hashem doesn't have any Gvulim. And Hashem wants to be Noyheg in the world in such a manner, also B'li Gvul. And that is the Midah of Chesed, Hispashtos B'li Gvul, without any Gvulim. And we said that perhaps why we're mentioning the beginning of Shachris, to be Me'orer, the Chesed of Hashem, which we're trying to accomplish during Tefillah Shachris. The second explanation was based on the Oyev Yisrael, the Apterov, that the Apterov gives a new insight in the whole beginning of Adonai Elam. He says that the first six stanzas, the beginning of Adonai Elam, is sort of a Moiser Moida, a notification, a Gili Das, that when we say the Shemus in Davening, and also we say Adonai Elam at the end of Davening, throughout the day we're going to say the Shemus of Hashem, Adnos, Havaya, Elikim, that this is going to be the Kavana of the Shemus. And we explained Adonai Elam, and Hoya Hoyviviya is the Kavana of Havaya. Havaya is Hoya Hoyviviya, Odin Akol Hoya Hoyviviya. And B'li Reishis, B'li Sachlis, B'li Yais V'Misra, Be'ez Hashem we'll get to, that's Elikim. So that's why Hoya Hoyviviya is in the beginning of Shachas, where we're giving a notification that our Kavana on the Shemus. Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next stanza. V'hu echad ve'ein sheni lahamshiloi lahachbira. Hashem is one, hu echad, and ve'ein sheni lahamshiloi lahachbira, and there's no second one that could compare to him, lahamshiloi, and lahachbira. Be'ez Hashem, we'll give two explanations soon what the word lahachbira could mean. The question is, what exactly, why again, what is this doing here? Hu echad, where does this come in? Ta'adayin elam, hu echad, what exactly, how does this connect? So, if you analyze the first six stanzas, which talk about Hashem, based on the Apterov, what he said, that Adonai Elam, which the first three stanzas talks about the Malchus of Hashem, that's the Kavanas of the Shem Adnas. And he told us that Hoya Hoy Viviyeh is the Kavana of Havaya. And then he skips over Echad, but B'li Reishis is Elikim. So it would make sense to understand that Hu Echad Vein Sheni is connected to the Havaya, to Echad Vuhu Hoya Hoyviviya. It's connected to Hoya Hoyviviya. And if you think about it, it's really poshut like that. Hu Echad, this that Hashem we say is Echad Vein Sheni, and there's no two, there's no Hashem is Echad, is really is directly connected to the concept of Hoya Hoyviviya, that Hashem is B'li Gvul. And that is because by saying, if one were to analyze and say that there's sheni, there's two. Once you say there's two, then you're automatically giving a gvul to each one of the two. Where the one is, the two can't be, because then it wouldn't be two, it would be one. The moment you say two, then you're giving a gvul, you're giving a limit to each one of them. But we say Hashem is echad. Hashem is echad means since Hashem is Hoya Hoyviviya, Hashem is B'li Gvul, that's Mechayiv, that Hashem is Echad. Echad means that there's no room for anything else, because if there would be room, then you're saying there's room. That's, you're defining Hashem. But we can't. Hashem is not definable, because there's no way to define Hashem as B'li Gvul.
Isn't calling him Echad defining or limiting?
Oh, no, so Echad. Echad is that Hashem is not ein sheni. It's we don't fully grasp echad, but echad is there's no. The Rambam writes that there's no echad. That this is not an echad that we could understand. This is an echad which no one has the yichidus kamayu like we say al imam. There's no yichidus kamayu like Hashem's yichidus. So it's not fully we understand echad, but we do understand is that Hashem is the ein sheni. That there's no two, and that is connected to hayah hayviya.
Yeah, he's trying.
Oh, Naftali's joining in on Zoom.
He's texting me.
Oh.
Hello? Oh, he's waiting. Okay.
You need to let him in.
He's in? Naftali?
Hello? He doesn't have a mic on
him. Uh-huh. Me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi Naftali, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Okay, thanks for joining in. Okay, we're echad ve'in sheni laham shilei lachbira. So, the nefesh ha'chaim, the like this, just to expound a little bit on this, that the shem havaya, we're saying that the shem havaya, which connotes that as hoya hoy viviya, also connects to this idea that Hashem is Echad. So, in the beginning of Parshas Vo'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'era el Avram, el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov, bekel shakai. However, u'shmi Hashem, Shem of Havaya, lo neidati lehem. To them I didn't reveal, they didn't have that revelation of Shem Havaya. So, this needs a lot of understanding. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Paragyud, Yid Aleph, and these Prokem, these Beis, also. He expounds on this idea, and he says like this. So, he talks about the difference between the Shem Elekim, the revelation of the Shem Elekim and the Shem Havaya. And that is, he says, I'll read his words, beautiful words. Hashem started off, the Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. That's Elekim. Ki zeh kol ikir yisoid hu emuno. Yisoid Amuna is, the main Amuna is, Hashem is Elikim. And we know, he says, the Shem Elikim is that he's a Baal Koichas Kulam. That means that he has total shlita over everything. And the way he says it is, Shetzorach kol ish Yisrael likboya bliba, every person is supposed to establish in the heart. Shirak hu yizbarak shmoy habala koyach amiti. Only Hashem is the true Baal Koyach. V'nishmas v'chios. And the neshama and the life force, the life, shall call habruim v'hakoyches v'olamas kulam. Hashem is the life force of, and he gives life to everything in the world. That is the idea of Shem Elikim, that Hashem is total shlita and Hashem is the life force of everything. But he says that level of understanding, that madrega, he says, avolim calls that with that in mind. With that shame, mashma, that would imply, sheyesh b'metzias, that there is something there, and Hashem is the life force. That means, shetzimtzim kvoidai, that Hashem was restricted and contracted his covet, v'heniach makam, and he gave room for things to exist, l'metzias, for existence, koichais, v'olamais. However, although Hashem is the life of it, he says, l'mashal, The way ke'inyan his spashtus haneshama bugavadim, the way the neshama spreads throughout the body, she'av she mispateshes b'chol chelak and akuda pratishabai. Although the neshama spreads throughout the entire person, that's the life of a person is the neshama. Im kol zeh, still loynuchal loymar, we wouldn't say shahaguf misbatel negla, that the guf doesn't exist as its own entity. Kilu enoy b'metzias klal, as if the guf doesn't exist. The guf is a guf, although the neshama is the life force of the entire guf, but the guf has its own existence. It's its own entity. That's what comes along the Shem Havaya to reveal. The Shem Havaya is the madrig of understanding that really ain oid milvade. That means that really there's nothing that's really b'metzias, and everything is Hashem. That is the higher level of Havaya. And he says, that's the idea of the pasuk, of the one of the kavanas that we could have by the yichud of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. We say Shema Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Elokeinu. That means Elokim, that Hashem is the life force of everything. And even though with that, one would think that there is, we do exist, there is existence, although even though Hashem is Elokeinu, He's the life force and He controls everything, but there's an existence. No. Im kol zeh, hu bebchinas havaya ve'echad. It's really Hashem echad, havaya ve'echad. She'ein ha'bruim kulam choytetzim chas v'sholam klal neger achdusay ha'poshet yizbarach ha'memalei kol. Hashem's achdus, the idea of Hashem echad says that whatever, anything that exists, after we realize that Hashem is governs everything and controls everything and Hashem is the life force of everything, one would still think that there is existence and that Hashem echad is the final yichud, and that says that there's ein oid milvade, there's really, in reality, nothing really exists besides Hashem's achdus. Everything is Hashem. And he continues on to say that that's the difference between the avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, the avodas ha-avos kol yemeim, ki heimo b'noirois tzidkosam, with their awesome tzidkos, v'taras kedushas libam, and the purity of the holiness of their heart, they are medabek their minds to the Ratzon Hashem. Kol yemeim b'li hafsek rega. Unbelievable. Now, 1 second, their minds were off the Ratzon Hashem. Ubitlu b'ritzayinim kol ha-koycha shabaylam. And all the force, all the koychas in the world were baltal to Hashem's Ratzon. Ule efes v'toyu nechshavu etzlam. And nothing existed besides Hashem's Ratzon. And therefore, Zachu to Nisim of Nefilois, that Hashem changed over things for them. Ashidid Marachais, Kel Shakai. And that's why he says that Hashem revealed himself to the. That's why when we talk about the Avos, it's always a Lashon of Elokim, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Omnom, however, Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Asholem, Hoysa, Oid Yoiser Gavoya. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega and his Nevuah was even greater. K'moshe Yidatayr, like the Torah says, V'lekom Navi Misal K'moshe. What exactly was that level? That was a Shmi Hashem L'nidati Lam. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega of Nevuah reached that level of Echod, that there's nothing but Hashem, that even the Metzias is not really, nothing really exists. That's what it means, a Shmi Hashem L'nidati Lam. He says, and that's why Al Yidei Kol Nisi Hashem Shenasu Al Yadei, through the Nisim that happened through Moshe Rabbeinu, Ro Kulam, we saw then Bittul Metzias Kol HaKoyches Legamri. We saw, we know, we witnessed a total Bittul of every all existence. Ve'ein Oid Milvada Yizbarach Legamri Kimash Shmoi, like the pasuk says, Ata Reisa Ladas Ki Hashem Olakem Ein Oid Milvada. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, V'hu Inyin Upirish Hashem HaMiyuchad Havaya. That's the idea of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is Mechadish, this idea that Ein Oid Malvadei, that there's nothing but Hashem. And he goes on to a beautiful thing. The Gemara in Chulin talks about different levels of the different, we learn Anova from Avram, from David and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says an interesting thing in Chulin, Daf Peites. Godol Shenemar B'Moshe V'Aaron. It's greater the level that was said by Moshe V'Aaron. Yoisim Yimash Shenemar B'Avram. More than it's said by Avram Avinu. Deilu b'Avram k'siv, b'Avram yisir, v'anoichi ofer v'efer. I'm dust, I'm ashes. Deilu b'Moshe v'Aaron k'siv, Moshe v'Aaron said, v'nachnu mo. What? V'nachnu us? We're mo. What? What are we? So it's greater what it says by Moshe. What exactly is the difference between, is that much of a difference between ashes and nothing? What's exact? He says, beautiful. He says, Ki offer of Efer al kolponim isra adayin lemetzius offer. There's still something here. There's some metzius. That was they realized that everything is Hashem, but they were something. They exist. There was some existence. Avol Moshe Rabbeinu Omar v'nachnu mo ki ilu ein shom metzius boilam klal legamri. As if there's nothing really exists. Mo, they came. Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was he reached that level of mo that really ain't oid melvade. There's nothing but Hashem. Nothing exists but Hashem. So we see from here that this idea of that the Hashem Havaya brings home this idea that Hashem Echad, which is the idea that Echad is that Hashem is Ein Oid Melvadei, there's nothing but Hashem, there's no room for anything else. And this is for Naftali. Naftali, we learned last week, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara, when it talks about the when Rabbi Kiva was taken out to be killed, HaKadosh Hashem. So the Gemara says an interesting thing, that he was saying Krishna, and it says, Hayamarich be'echad, he was saying Shema, and he was being marich, and the word echad. He said the word echad in a long time. Until his neshama left him while he was saying echad. Yotza Baskel, Va'omra Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, fortunate Rabbi Kiva, Sheyotza Nishmascha Be'echad. That your neshama left Be'echad. You learn this Gemara, you know, the first time, you think that's like an emotional thing that he said Echad when he was being Nifta. What exactly is the message behind this? And the Mefarshim explained the Maral here in Nesivas Olam, at the beginning of Nesiv Avas Hashem. He says, it's not that while he was being killed, he happens to be, he was saying Echad, but it's the other way around. He was Nifter Be'echad. When he wasn't Nifter because of the Yisurim that he was going through, that the way they were killing him. He was Nifter from Echad, and the way he explains it is like this, very interesting. V'dover zeh she'omer Hashem Echad, when he said Hashem Echad, shehu yizbarach Echad, ve'ein zulasai, When he said Echad, that means that Hashem is Echad ve'ein zulasai, that there's nothing but Hashem. Umitzad shehu yizbarach Echad ve'ein zulasai, this that Hashem is Echad and there's nothing but Hashem, hakol shov elov. That dictates that everything comes back to Hashem, because ein zulasai, there's nothing but Hashem, so everything really is Hashem. So what he's saying is that Rabbi Kiva was saying Marech Be'echad, he came to that Madrega of Hashem Echad, that really there's nothing but Hashem, and that automatically dictates that that's his neshama should come back to Hashem. Because there's nothing really that exists but Hashem. Very interesting. Kimashu Yizbarach Echad, this that Hashem is Echad, HaNeshama El of Yizbarach Tashav, that's what makes the neshama come back to Hashem. And that's what it means. The Yotza Neshmasei Be'echad means that he reached that Madrega of Echad that his neshama left him. That's the idea. And that was the Baskel testifying. Yotza Neshmasei Be'echad. He wasn't Nifter because of what they were doing to him, the way they killed him. He was Yotza Neshmasei because of the Echad, his Madrega of Echad that he reached Einoid Mavadai, and that made it that his neshama returned back to Hashem. This is the idea how Echad connects to Havaya. It's all one idea that Hashem is Einad Milvade. Okay, we'll get a little bit more, maybe a little more, to bring it more to home a little bit and more of a simple level. We continue when we say Echad, the idea of Echad is Ein Sheni. The way on a lower level we could understand is Hashem is Ein Sheni. That means that there's nothing, there's no other force, Ein Sheni, there's no two. There's nothing else but Hashem. And this is a general idea of negating Avodah Zarah, right? This is Ein Sheni, there's only one Hashem, there's no two. It's very interesting because the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, says that the Aseres HaDibros are merumas in order in the first two parshas of Shema. Some Sidurim have it printed out where it's hinted to. And could be the way to understand this is that Rashi in last week's parsha, Mishpatim brought down, says that all the 613 mitzvahs are hinted to in the Aseres HaDibros. So when we're Mekabel Malch Shemaim, in Shema, we're really Mekabel all 613 mitzvahs. The Aseres HaDibros is klolim to all the mitzvahs. He brings from Reb Sadia going that he shows how where each mitzvah fits into which one of the Aseres HaDibros. It happens to be interesting as a side. If you look, you'll see very interesting. The Vilna Gaon in Parshas Vaschanan and Adar Saliyo, he shows how all Aseres HaDibros are merumas in the first parsha of Krishma in order. And just about the parsha of Shema, Baruch Shem, and Vahaf, that's all. Not the two parshas, but the first parsha. Okay. But be it as it may, both the Vilna Gaon, both the Yerushalmi and the Vilna Gaon both say that the first dibra of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is, the words are, The Vilna Gaon's lashon is b'parsha zu nichlelu aser sadibras Hashem alekeinu neged anoichi Hashem alekecha. Hashem alekeinu is the idea of Hashem is anoichi Hashem alekecha. Hashem echad says the Yerushalmi and the Vilna Gaon neged lo yilcha elohim acher. Hashem echad is tells us teaches us that is lo yilcha, there shouldn't be any other gods. And that's this idea that Echad connotes that there's nothing else but Hashem. There's no room for any Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's Ve'in Sheni. What does it mean? Lahamsha Ve'in Sheni. There's no Sheni. Lahamshaloi Lahachbira. To compare to him and Lahachbira. So we'll say over two explanations and what it means. Lahamshiloi. The word Lahachbira. What does it mean? Lahachbira. So in the Sefer, in the Siddur, Oitzah Tfilis, the Ian Tfilis says an interesting thing. Lachbira may inyin, like the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kapitel Tzadi Dalit, Hayichavrcha Kisei Havois. What does it say? Hayichavrcha Kisei Havois. Yoitzar Amal Ali Chayk. So Rashi over there says, what does the word Hayichavrcha mean? He says, "Hayucha lihidamo islach." Could anyone compare to you, Hashem? So, hayuchavucha kisavois. Could anyone compare to you, Hashem? So he says, you see from here that the chavucha could mean a lashon of comparing, a dimyon. He says, "Ledamos." So he says that that's what it means. Laham shaloi lachbira. That there's no vishyurei like this. Ve'ain sheini. There's no second. There's no one else. Asher nuchal. There's no one that could be Nimshal Tashem and could be Doimet Hashem. So what are these two things? Nimshal Tashem and to be Doimet Hashem. So I found a very interesting thing. The Malbim in the Sefer Yor Or, he differentiates between the word Dimyon and Mashal. These two words. They seem to be like very similar synonyms. But he says like this. Obviously in Lashon Kodesh, every word has its own unique meaning. So he says like this, Hadimyon, Yidame Dover Ledover. When we use the word Dimyon, we're comparing something, Bimikri Atzmusai. When the two things are inherently similar, Bekamus, Abeichas, qualitatively. If you would say that this person is similar to this person because they're both tall, so that's something about them, or a little more deeper about their nature, they're both, that's something which is Atzmusai that's about them. He says like this, Moshel yichaber shnei dvarim ayidei mikri mikreim, by a situational comparison. Something situational made them similar. Let's say both of these people are wealthy. So they're not really, the two people are not inherently comparable. Something happened that they made money today, so now they're comparable. But it's through an occurrence. The comparison is through an occurrence. So there's two types of comparisons that one can make between two things. There's Moshel and Dimyon. Moshel is a little bit of a less comparison because they're not inherently comparable. They're situationally comparable. Dimyon is a little bit more, the two things are a little bit more similar. So this is what he says over there. So just could be that's what we're trying to say, that there's no sheni that could be laham shiloi lahachbira, that there could be nimshal or doime in any which way of comparing. There's no way to compare anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think about it, this is really the idea of, this is really connected to Shem Havaya also, because we know that when we talk about that there's nothing that could be compared to Hashem, that's when we say that Hashem is b'li guf. Hashem is no physical aspect, right? In the Ani Mamas we say, Ani Mamas b'muna shleima sh'abayr esparak sh'may enay guf, v'lo yasigu masig guf, ve'en lo shum dimyin klal. We can't compare anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is b'li guf. Hashem is, there's nothing to compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no physical aspect at all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this also connects to Havaya, because Havaya is that Hashem is limitless, and that Hashem being limitless says that He doesn't have a guf, obviously, because a guf is gives limits. So this is all the idea of Lahamshila Lachbira. A second explanation in what the word Lachbira means is, I saw in the Anaf Yosef and the Yavetz learns like this, that it's a lashon of chover, a companion. Lahamshilo lachbira, liyo is lechover. What does it mean? The ain sheni ledamas elav liyo is lechover bemis. Meaning, there's no one that could be nimshal to him, that could even be some type of comparison that could be his companion. So what's this idea of companion? This idea, chayr, is referring to the idea of the avodah zarah of shutvus. And that is the Christianity has this belief of shutvus, that there's actually two, chas v'shalom, there's two forces, that there's two kaychas. And that's what we're saying, that Hashem is ein sheni lahamshilo lahachbir, that there's no one that could be a companion, so to say, that could be a chover with Hashem. And in Parashas Hazinu, Hashem says, "Ru'u ata, ki ani hu ve'ein elikim imadi." There's no one with me. There's no. I don't have a companion. If you look, the Unklus over there says, "Ve'les elo bar mini." There's no other God besides me. And that's this idea that we're saying in the beginning of Adonai Olam, that there's ein sheni laham shilei lahachbira. There's no when we start to daven. We start the day with tefillah. We're writing home the idea that there's no other koyach. There's no the idea of negating the this idea of shutvas, that there's only one eibishter ve'ein sheni lahamshilo lahachbira. Just end off with a fascinating kliyakar on this pasuk. It says ru'u ata ki ani hu. It says the word ani twice. Why? Kofa loimer ani. The pasuk says ani twice. To negate the tzad of those that say that there's two kaychas. Echad moishel ala tevis. There's one force that rules over goodness. The echad moishel al harois. And one is moishel on ra. That's ani. It's all ani hu. It's all both things that you see in the world. Toiv ra. It's all coming from Hashem. And then he brings down a fascinating explanation at the end of the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Ru'u ato ki ani anihu ve'ein elikim imodi ani omis v'achaya. I cause death and life. Machatzti v'ani erpo. I break and I heal. Ve'ein miyodi matzol. And there's no one that could be like saved, rescued from my hand. So he says a beautiful pshat from Upirish, from Rav Moshe Mikutzi in the name of Rabbeinu Sadia. He says like this. This pasuk is giving an answer is to the kofrim that say that there's two rishis, a proof. This pasuk is proving that there's no two rishis. What's the proof? He says like this: if there's a koyach of, he says, I'll read his words. Im shneim rashoim lasis kol echad mashi yirtze. If let's say right, each koyach could do what they want. And ubikasha echel hachiyos esa adam. One of these koyches wants to. That the person should live. The other one wants him to die. So if that would be that there's two separate koyches in the Bria, and let's say there were conflicting opinions, there was one koyach would say this guy should live, one koyach should say this guy should die. So what would happen? Roy Shia, what should be? This guy should be like flipping back and forth, dead, alive, dead, alive. Okay, right? Because there's different koyches. There's a conflicting opinions over here, right? L'chein omer kan ani hu moishel ala toyves v'ala rois v'ein elikim imodi. There's no one. There's one koyach, and there's no one. There's no other God with me. I'm all Hashem is runs the. It's all Hashem. V'hamoyves al zeh. What's the raya? Ani omis v'achaya. That I decide, I call the shots, who lives and who dies. The enemy of the matzel. Right? No one could stop me from my decision if someone should live, if someone should die. Ah, if someone would be with me, they would say, they would stop. They would say, no, now we should live. No, we should go back and forth. Care fine, we should go back and forth. Oh, and since it's not like that, from this we could come to the conclusion v'taskel ki ein elikim imodi, that there's no one with me. So this is a beautiful idea that this pshan the pasuk, this idea of ein sheni lahamshiloi lahachbira. Shkach.